91X News.
It's 12 degrees and cloudy. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. A Belleville man has been arrested and charged for attempted murder. 25-year-old Alan Keller had also been sought for breach of probation. Police arrested him yesterday. His sister, 26-year-old Teresa Keller, is also charged with attempted murder. She appeared in court earlier this afternoon. Both are accused of attacking a 51-year-old Belleville man who was taken to hospital November 6th with life-threatening injuries. Canadian soldiers who served in Libya will be recognized for their efforts to protect the country's citizens from dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Prime Minister Stephen Harper and Defense Minister Peter MacKay will take part in a celebration on Parliament Hill next week. Lieutenant General Charles Bouchard, the Canadian who commanded NATO operations in Libya, will be honored for his leadership. Canadian pilots and air crew helped enforce a UN-sanctioned no-fly zone over Libya, flying more than 1,500 military missions. Lawyers for Canadian veterans are in federal court today, arguing that disability benefits for thousands of former members are being unfairly cut back. Dennis Minoug launched the suit after he was released from the forces in 2003 and has had disability pension clawed back.
They cannot take a Pension Act payment away. Its intent is not income, its intent isn't tied to income, and the percentage or rates of disability are based on level of disability, not years of service, not rank. It's simply not income.
The veterans, who have launched a class action suit, say the government is clawing back their disability because it has incorrectly deemed it income. Premier Dalton McGuinty says he's not afraid of Ontario's opposition leaders ganging up on him as they meet for the first time since the October 6th election. McGuinty, who is one seat short of a majority government, has scheduled separate meetings with Tory leader Tim Hudak and NDP leader Andrea Horvath. He says it's a matter of common courtesy, and he wants to hear their ideas about how they can all work together to strengthen the economy. But the Premier has already slapped down the NDP's proposal to take the provincial portion of the HST off home heating. A British Columbia man's lawyer wants to know why the RCMP apparently installed two cameras up in trees on his client's property in the middle of the night. Deanne Nordic spotted the cameras when their flash units went off and found the memory cards on them contained images of a police surveillance and photos of unrelated and possibly sensitive investigations. The Mounties want their cameras back, but Nordic says his lawyer is advising him to hold on to them until he receives an explanation. Thousands of flesh-eating piranhas have appeared along a river beach popular with tourists in western Brazil, attacking unwary swimmers. A spokesman for the municipal government of Caceros in Mato Grosso State says at least 15 people have been bitten in the past 2 weeks off Davaron Beach. Nobody has died, but some swimmers have lost toes, and spokesman Gonzaga Jr. says others have lost chunks of their legs and ankles. Jr. says piranhas are common in rivers on the outskirts of the city, but this is the first time they've appeared in waters off the beach inside the city. Large posters have been posted on the beach to warn swimmers about the fish. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Carl Ayette with sports.
The Bulls are putting their five-game winning streak on the line tonight against the Peterborough Petes. Puck drop is set for 7:05 at the Yardman. The slumping Carolina Hurricanes make a stop in Montreal tonight in one of the four games on the NHL schedule. The Hurricanes have lost 9 of their last 12 games. Vancouver is home to Chicago. The Canucks dumped the Blackhawks 6-2 earlier this month in the Windy City. New Jersey visit Buffalo and LA welcomes Anaheim. The American and National League Manager of the Year award winners will be named today. Tampa Bay's Joe Maddon is favorite in the AL after guiding the Rays on a late surge to the playoffs. Cleveland's Manny Acta may get some considering as well. Arizona's Kirk Gibson is considered a favorite in the NL after his Diamondbacks won the National League West. One man was shot dead and two other people were injured in a trendy night spot where the New York Giants receiver Victor Cruz was partying with friends. Police say the shooting happened around 2:30 a.m. Tuesday inside Juliet Super Club in Manhattan. The shooting was not related to the party. Giants coach Tom Coughlin said Wednesday that Cruz was not injured in the shooting. The team is off on Tuesday, so there was no curfew. Michael Vick is not practicing Wednesday because of a broken ribs. and is uncertain whether the Pro Bowl quarterback will play when the Philadelphia Eagles visit the New York Giants on Sunday night. Eagles coach Andy Reid says Vic is still sore and the next few days will tell if he plays Sunday. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly cloudy and 30% chance of showers this afternoon. Temperatures steady near 11. Tonight, partly cloudy, clearing before morning and a low of plus 2. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming partly cloudy early in the evening and a high of plus 5. And on Friday, cloudy and a high of 7. It's 12 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Carl Ayette. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.